News Talk's
Good evening, it's now 5:07. Well, the aftermath of Cyclone Geeta remains top of mind tonight, with enormous slips, impassable or unpassable roads, and water problems besetting pockets of the country. We'll begin in Taranaki, where a local state of emergency remains in place for New Plymouth, and Civil Defence Controller Brent Manning is with me. Brent, evening to you.
Hi, Larry.
So, Brent, you've got some big water problems. You've had to bring in tankers. What's happening?
Yeah, the water supply to New Plymouth City was impacted. In fact, it was almost cut off by a tree that was blown over in the cyclone and the high winds of yesterday, and that was the main supply line to the town. Fortunately, there is one other supply line, so we were able to maintain a flow of water to the city overnight, and the council here instituted water conservation measures. They, in the end, weren't enough, and as a result, the water supply has dwindled to parts of the town and eastern areas of New Plymouth District, which are serviced by that supply today. The council have put in place a bunch of water filling points, tankers, which from which residents can go to and get water if they need it. And they'll remain in place till 9 o'clock this evening, or they'll be able to get water from those places at 9 o'clock this evening. There are 7 such locations. The information for those locations is on both the Taranaki Civil Defence webpage and Facebook and through the New Plymouth District Council.
Right, any issues with that, Brent, this public distribution point, if people can't get there, are you having any issues with it?
There are a number of people phoning in, and we are redirecting them to the council, and the only other alternative, there is really no other alternative in the meantime other than to be frugal with home supplies. And in addition to that, we're advising all residents to boil water.
How bad is the damage to the reticulation network? When will the water be back on?
It's a single point of failure, so it's just it needs a particular type of pipe, and that pipe's been ordered. In fact, it should be in the province now, and contractors are working to make that repair as soon as possible. Realistically, though, the best case is that we may be able to restore pressure to the water mains overnight or by sometime tomorrow. The reality is, though, that the water or the boil water notice will have to remain in place because of the nature of the water that's entered the system in the meantime.
Brent, thank you very much. That is Brent Manning, Taranaki Civil Defence Controller.
Williams.
Well, the only road into Golden Bay will be closed for at least a few days after Geeta brought down several slips on the Motueka side. Our reporter Francis Cook has been up in a helicopter today surveying the damage, and Francis is with us. Hi, Francis.
So, hello.
Can you take us through this? What's the region looking like from the air?
Oh, it's certainly not looking good at all. From the air, you can just see the absolute power of the water that has gone through the region. There are slips all across the hills. It's just scarred everywhere, you can see. And there's whole trees, big pine logs. It's a forestry area. So all of those pine logs have been swept down, and they've slammed into people's homes. They've slammed into bridges and taken out bridges. And then, of course, the floodwaters have receded, and they've just left mud and rocks and trees and logs everywhere, including across many of those roads. They've taken out paddocks. We saw crops that just had nets dragged through the mud, and all the crops were just gone. We did actually fly down for a while and talk to some people who were digging out what was left of one of the houses. The other house had been almost entirely swept away, and they were covered, the poor things, up to the elbows, up to the knees in mud, this really treacherous mud that you could fall over in very easily, that was quite high. And they were just saying it's going to be months before anything is back to normal. But before then, what they want is the roads back operational. They want the water back operational, because those key infrastructure things have been taken out.
Yes, what about essential supplies for Golden Bay? What are they doing, bringing in a barge with food on board?
Yes, so there's a barge on the way to people in Golden Bay. We've got Civil Defence really pleading with people, to be honest, not to panic buy food or petrol. And in fact, with petrol, well, they've taken that decision out of locals' hands now. They've said you can only get $30 worth of fuel per vehicle per day, to make sure that people don't panic and take all the fuel and there's not enough to go around everyone. So this fuel and food barge is on its way. They're hoping that it will get there either tonight or tomorrow morning, and they're saying, please don't panic. We're going to send several of them. For those people who are desperate, there are commercial flights and commercial boats out of the region, so they could maybe go and stay with friends or go and get their own supplies. But I mean, for those who can't afford it, they're stuck relying on authorities.
Thank you, Frances. That is Frances Cook, our reporter in Nelson, Tasman.